That is the end of section 3. Section 4. You will hear part of the orientation in which Annie is shown the college's physical education facility. For each of the questions numbered 33 to 40, circle the letter A if a statement is accurate, I if the statement is inaccurate, or N if the information in the statement is not given in the listening passage. First, you have some time to look at the example and questions. Now listen to the orientation and answer questions 33 to 40. I'm pleased to introduce you to Dave Davis, who is in charge of maintaining the facilities of our physical education compound. Over to you, Dave.
Yes, well, thanks for that smashing introduction, Ray. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, this is the main indoor gym. Here you can play basketball, volleyball, and badminton. Through those doors in the back, you will find the weight room and exercise machines. Outside the door on the left, you will find the outdoor football field and tennis and table tennis courts. And finally, the right door is the entrance to our indoor swimming pool. Of course, maintenance is one of our primary concerns. So I will go over some of the rules of the main gym so that everyone can enjoy good fitness. All students are expected to follow the rules. Anyone found neglecting to follow the rules will be disallowed further use of the gym. First of all, you may only use the gym when the school's athletic teams are not having practice sessions. Not to worry though, there are 40 hours of possible free time to use each section of the compound in 1 week. If you want to know when these times are, I suggest you refer to the schedule of available free time posted at the main entrance. The second step is that you must sign in at the equipment locker to use the courts or any accessories needed. Do not just casually walk in and use the courts. During busy periods, students may have to wait until a court is free. This means that you may be cutting in front of someone who has been waiting for some time. If you are caught, you can lose your gym privileges. The third rule has to do with equipment borrowed from the gym. Any damaged equipment should be reported immediately to the equipment room. This is very important because of liability in accident cases. Faulty exercise machines or dangerous court conditions can cause accidents. If you are reckless and damage any of the compound's equipment, you will be expected to pay for it. This is not true in cases of normal wear and tear, for example, a punctured basketball or a non-operating electrical unit on an exercise machine. The fourth rule involves the use of the indoor swimming facility. Before you may use the pool, you must pass a basic swimming test. This is just a precaution to keep non-experienced swimmers from getting into trouble. If you do not pass the swimming test, you have the chance to take a 2-week free swimming course until your ability improves. By the way, if any of you have any diving experience, please let me know at the end of the lecture. This is the first year we will be having a diving team on campus. Well, I think I have gone over everything. If no one has any questions, let me end by saying good luck to all of you. And I hope you find your fitness needs adequately met by our staff and facilities. Back to you, Ray.
Yes, thanks, Dave. Now, if you will all follow me, we will be visiting the university's main computer lab next. That is the end of section 4. That is the end of the listening test.